Good morning. Let's see, what time is it? 8:36. Yeah, 8:36 a.m. on Wednesday, June the 24th, 2020. Yeah. So my timing's all screwed up today. I've been awake 2 hours. I've been up 2 hours. I'm not awake yet. I've had one cup of coffee, two pieces of toast. I'm not going to get back into the virtual versus in-person thing again. I had some interesting feedback on that. I'm not going to get into it. At any rate, what am I going to talk about today? I'm going to talk about not getting out early enough. Because the ambient at my back door was like 70 degrees. What's the official temperature is 66, which is about the right spread for between the discrepancy between the official temperature and my back door temperature is anywhere from 3 to 6 degrees. So yeah, okay, it's within margin of error. The extra hour put the sun that much higher, which made it that much hotter. I am awash in sweat after having walked that last quarter mile in direct, bright, unfiltered sunlight. Feels really good right now walking through the shade. I don't know how much shade I'm going to have on the last half mile. Today they've decided the city is now running a sealing operation on my street. So they've got guys with blowers and equipment and the street blocked off. It's also trash day and they wouldn't let the trash man go through. Luckily I was outside and saw the trash man and walked my can down to him. It's also a lot noisier this morning. Not just on my street, but in general. West 20th Street was... You wouldn't know anything was wrong. It was just a lot of traffic. And the lawn people are out mowing and trimming and blowing and hedging and whatever. I expect to get back and find my wife up and grumpy, as well she might be. Although she knew the street people were coming. She knew that the city was going to lay down sealants today. She's not a morning person. She's just not a morning person. So being awakened by heavy equipment doesn't bode well. And I don't blame her. I need to give some serious attention to Troy Harbor today. I also have more Cypher business I have to deal with. I spent way too much time on Cypher business yesterday. And I gotta spend more time on it today. But I have to find some, headspace to deal with Troy Harbor. I keep, you know, I peck away at it. I think, okay, I can take a little break now. I'm almost done. And I go back to it and I realize, no, you're not. And I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen today. So I'm going to go back and think, you're almost done. And then I'm going to go look at it and go, 3 hours later, no, you're not. Good morning. So anyway, I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving. It's interesting to watch people coming to grips with things like reopening the economy doesn't do us any good if we don't reopen schools. And the notion that one of the unfortunate truths about the education industry is that it takes the place of a robust daycare system. And while it's piss poor answer, it's the way the system is rigged to about a rigged system. I think they're going to. I don't think they're going to address it in any kind of meaningful way, just based on the fact that they don't seem to be able to address anything in a meaningful way. Get ready, sit with me. One post. Morning. Guy standing out in front of his garage door, wearing a pair of pajama pants and oversized t-shirt, talking on the phone, barefoot, clearly just got out of bed. A little bit of shade here. So I don't know how much noise is going to be going on when I get down here and around the corner. I don't actually hear anything right at the moment. I don't know if that means they haven't started laying down the sealant, or if they finished, or wood. It's a hell of a lot of noise earlier. I just walked by a sold sign on this house here. I remember when I first moved here. And found all these houses jammed in. One right next to the other. In some cases, not a whole lot of room to walk between them. All surrounded by their individual stockade fences. Keep out the bandits, marauders. And so, really? Are we going to move to a place that does this? And the answer was, of course, yes, we will. And I'm not in any anxious hurry to move at the moment. Well, apparently they're still working. There's a guy with a flag sign. Taping off the crosswalks. Morning. Morning. Way too close to that guy. Thistles. Blooming thistles. There's a lot more people out this morning. I think it's, you know, the extra hour people are getting out later. A little added incentive. What the hell is that? Sunscreen? Bug repellent? Solid whiff or something. Anyway, yeah, it's a little added incentive for me to get my ass moving at 6 o'clock rather than 8 o'clock, or at least 7. Ah, shade. They haven't started laying things down yet, but they're putting duct tape over the lines to keep it, I guess, so that they don't have to repaint the lines after they put the sealer on. That's interesting. I didn't know they did that. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.